Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get it going. If you're feeling sleepy, it's time to wake up because we have college football to react to. What a weekend it was in the college ranks. I'm Chelsea Messenger, PJ Glasser in for Jenks. And I'm looking at these games. I'm even thinking, like, where do we even start? Like, do we go chronologically? Do we go, like, in the game that we felt that was, like, the best? Because I thought coming into the weekend that, like, the best game was going to be Georgia and Texas. But that game wasn't even that good. Like, Georgia won that one 35-10. I'm sure, you know, there's a bunch of takeaways, and we'll get to it. But, like, Oklahoma and Alabama, that was so good. The Texas A&M game, you know, incredible comeback from the Aggies to stay undefeated at 10-0. So, PJ, let me ask you, what did you think was the best game of the weekend?
Man, I mean, it's hard not to go with the A&M South Carolina game just because of that comeback. Chelsea, I was at a wedding on Saturday.
Same.
So I obviously okay. So we probably couldn't watch as much college football as we wanted to, right? But A&M in South Carolina, I can't tell you how many people came up to me and they were like, oh my God, A&M, they came back to win that game? Like, before the service started, it was like, how did they come back to win that game? So it was one of those where, like, you know, you turn your phone off and then you come back and you're like, they came back to win that game? So I think that's the best one because they looked so dead in the first half. Everything was going wrong. South Carolina was playing out of their mind. And for them to just outscore them 28-0 was incredible. So I think A&M South Carolina was the best game of the day. That was pretty awesome and a great comeback for them. And a game that meant a lot because obviously now A&M pretty much punches their ticket to the college football playoff. So I think it would probably be that one. I mentioned earlier the Navy South Florida game. Was a good one too, 41-38. That was a back and forth game. Navy pretty much led the entire way. South Florida came back. They gave them their best shot. Those are probably the two that stood out. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be, I think, A&M. That comeback and how dead they looked in the first half for them to win that game, pretty impressive.
I think we were getting ready for the wedding as we had that on, and I was like trying to do my makeup, and I kept like coming back. I'm like, did they score again? Oh my goodness, this game's getting close. And we were both like so disappointed because we were in Florida and you can't bet in the state of Florida, which was terrible because like we were both thinking, we're like, all right, let's see what the money line price is. Location restricted. So that sucked. But it was a great game. And my husband and I were having this conversation. Do you think that, honestly, I look at Texas A&M and I feel like they probably could have lost that game. But a lot more would be riding on their final game this season against Texas. Obviously, that is a rivalry game. Texas, I don't know, after this weekend, maybe they're not that good. But do you think if Texas A&M would have lost that game, do you think it would have mattered in the long run?
I don't think so, because I think the magic number if you're an SEC or Big Ten team is 10 wins. I think if you play in those two leagues and you get to 10 wins, I think that's the magic number. So, you know, even if they lost 9-1, they get Samford this week. They're going to win that game to get their 10th win. So I think they would have been okay. They maybe had to sweat it out and would have been like a 10 or an 11 seed, but if you get to 10 wins and you're an SEC team, especially with that win they had against Notre Dame and how that has aged here ever since the start that the Irish got off to, I mean, you could argue that that might be the best win of the entire season that anybody has had, was A&M going on the road and beating the Irish in South Bend. So because they have that, they're in the SEC, 10-win team, I think they would have been okay. But, I mean, now they are – they're obviously – they're more than good. I think the interesting conversation is with the other Texas team and the Longhorns, because, Chelsea, there are some people that still feel like Texas is in it, and if they beat undefeated A&M the final week of the regular season, then maybe they should be in the playoff, because even though they're a three-loss team, one of those losses was to Ohio State all the way back in week one, and that was one of the big talking points at the beginning of the year when we saw how great that week one slate was, and we saw Texas, Ohio State, and Clemson, LSU that we thought at the time would be really good, and then Notre Dame, Miami, and it's like we have three top 10 matchups. Somebody has to lose. Pretty much all these teams playing tough conferences, like they shouldn't get penalized for playing these tough games. I mean, that's going to get tested, right? That theory. Like, if Texas's two of their losses are at Georgia and at Ohio State, nobody's going to blame them for that. And then if they beat undefeated A&M, I mean, there is a case, but I think Texas needs some help. I think they need some chaos. Like, I think they need Auburn to beat Bama. I think they need Georgia to beat Georgia Tech. Like, they need some other things to happen. They maybe need Notre Dame to lose again, potentially. So I think there's some other things that Texas needs to fall their way. Probably need Oklahoma to lose again, because they do have the head-to-head, and if the Sooners have three losses, Texas is that talking point. So I don't think Texas is totally dead, and I think it's great for them that A&M won this game, so that A&M's going to be undefeated when they play them. But I think that is another one of these big talking points coming out of this past week, was even losing to Georgia, does Texas still have a shot to make it in with three losses?
I think they still do, just simply because the committee has, like, stood firm that they don't want to punish people for scheduling tough games. And I understand Georgia's not a non-conference, but I think that they don't want to penalize these teams for, you know, losing these really tough matchups, especially on the road, because, like, that you look at Texas and that kind of fits the bill with Ohio State and with Georgia. But let's go back to Texas A&M for a second. Allow me to be a hater, because there are some haters of Texas A&M across the college football landscape who look at Texas A&M's schedule and they say, okay, you know, they have 10 wins. They're undefeated. They're an SEC team. But they haven't had to play Alabama. They haven't had to play Georgia. And like some of these SEC teams, they're SEC teams, but they're certainly not the cream of the crop. Do you think those people have a point? Where you look at Texas A&M's schedule, and like they do have the great win over Notre Dame on the road, 41-40. They've had this come from behind win, but like some of these opponents on their schedule that were supposed to be hard, like going on the road to LSU doesn't really mean the same thing as it would have, you know, coming into this season. So I don't know. I look at their schedule and I think maybe these people have a point, but at the end of the day, they're undefeated.
I mean, when the new rankings come out tomorrow, the top 10 teams in the SEC outside of A&M are going to be Georgia, they haven't played, Ole Miss, they haven't played, Oklahoma, they haven't played, and Alabama, I still think is going to be in the top 10, who they haven't played, right? So all the other top 10 teams in the league, Chelsea, they haven't played.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I think it is a fair point. Again, the Notre Dame win is a really good one. You have to give them credit for that. Even though LSU isn't very good, they had two losses. Their season was on the line. It's a night game in Death Valley that's still an extremely tough place to play. They went in there and took care of business. I think A&M's a really good team. Would I bet them to win the national championship, though? I wouldn't. And to be honest with you, Chelsea, if I was an A&M fan, I would actually want to see them lose, like, either to Texas or in the SEC championship game, because I do not think you want to go into the playoff as an undefeated team. I don't see them going 15-0 and winning the national championship. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, in this era of college football, I think you have to be like a borderline generational team to do that. Like, you got to be Joe Burrow's LSU team or one of those great Saban Bama teams, right? Like, that was my problem with Oregon last year. Oregon was a great team. They were the number one team in the country, and they should have been, but they were undefeated. And I was like, is this Oregon team really good enough to beat three more top 10 teams, go undefeated, not have any losses? And that's why I wasn't a believer in the Ducks. I just didn't think they could do that. So, like, you know, if you're a fan of, like, Indiana or, like, A&M, I think you kind of almost want your team to, like, lose a game in the championship before they get to the playoff, because I don't think either of those teams, I think Ohio State's the only one that's good enough to go undefeated this season and win the whole thing. I don't think A&M or Indiana are capable of doing that.
Yeah, I think really the only, like, you know, negative about Ohio State I can say this year is that it just doesn't feel like they've faced a lot of adversity. Like, you talk about teams going into the college football playoff not losing games. Ohio State hasn't even struggled. So it's one of those things where I wonder what the mentality is going to be if they find themselves down in a game for the first time in the college football playoff when all the pressure is on. But still, if that's the only problem you have with the team, you're doing something pretty right, which feels like the case for Ohio State. So, PJ, you went to Alabama. So I want to ask you about Oklahoma's upset over Alabama, 23-21 final score. I think going into this game, a lot of people thought this would be a bad matchup for Alabama, and it just was. So what do you take away from this game? Do you say, okay, Alabama just hopefully does not face somebody like Oklahoma in the playoff if they get there? Or do you say there are real problems when it comes to Alabama?
So I think Oklahoma is a good team, but I also think they are fraudulent. And the way that they win games is the formula that they used against Tennessee and Alabama, and that's turnovers. They forced three turnovers against Tennessee, and they forced three turnovers against Bama, and they had a defensive touchdown in each of those games, and they beat Tennessee by 6, and they beat Bama by 2. So those were the difference in the games. You know, when they stepped up and they played Ole Miss and they played Texas, they didn't force turnovers in those games, and they didn't win those games. So it's really that simple. Oklahoma's defense is the best in the SEC, and it's one of the best in college football. They are a terrific defense, but outside of the Bama and Tennessee game, like, they really haven't forced a lot of turnovers this season. So that, and that was my talking point all week. You know, I got friends texting me, what do you think about the game? And I'm like, it's real simple. If Bama doesn't turn the ball over, they're going to win. If they do, they're probably going to lose. And they lost the turnover battle 3-0, and they were still only lost by 2, and they had their chances to win that game. So as great of a win as it was for Oklahoma, and you're going to hear this week at, oh, they're peaking at the right time, two great road wins at Tennessee, at Bama, they got a championship defense, all these sorts of things, I still think they're a little bit of a fraud. Like, I still have my questions about that offense. I still don't think they're very good. And when their defense isn't forcing turnovers and especially not scoring touchdowns, I think they're going to have a really tough time beating some of the top teams in college football. So, look, their last two games are against Missouri and LSU at home. They win those two games, which I think they will. They're going to be in the playoff. But when they get to the playoff, Chelsea, and they got to face some of these top teams in the country, and they're not forcing turnovers, I don't see Oklahoma winning some of these games and beating some of these top teams. So that was my big takeaway. I still think Alabama's the better team. I think if they played again, they'd beat them. It was just on that day, Oklahoma forced turnovers. They got three of them. They scored a pick six, and that's why they won the game. So that's the formula for Oklahoma. If their defense can continue to force turnovers, they can beat good teams. If they can't, then they won't be able to beat good teams.
I think I understand the point that you're trying to make, is that turnovers sometimes can be like volatile and maybe not a predictor that you can count on, like, you know, consistently. But you do look at this defense, and I do think some of it is because the defense brings so much pressure. Like, they had four sacks against Alabama in that game. And, like, we've seen it all season long that this is schematically a great defense. And especially if you're talking about a team that'll probably have to go on the road in the college football playoff, I do feel like defense travels. And I do think that goes in the pros category when you're talking about Oklahoma. And there was a time where we were talking about John Mateer as one of the front runners for Heisman. So I do think that there is a reason why some people will still be high on Oklahoma just as a value play. But again, I think a lot of it, similar to Alabama, I think will be like matchup dependent. It really depends on who they face.
And, you know, I mean, since Mateer returned from the hand injury against Texas, he hasn't thrown more than 223 passing yards in any game. So they're just not getting that passing game that they were hoping they would get from Mateer, especially since the injury. So, like you said, that defense is really good. I mean, Oklahoma's defense is elite. That's what Venables does. I mean, he was an awesome defensive coordinator at Clemson. He had great defenses, and he's brought that over to Oklahoma. I just, that offense, I don't see them, you know, being able to put up good points against really good defenses and good teams. So Oklahoma's put themselves in a great spot. They're 8-2. Their last two games are at home. They're going to be big favorites over a touchdown against Missouri and LSU. They should win both of those games. But again, if they don't force any turnovers against Missouri and LSU, that offense just isn't really going to put up a lot of points. And Missouri and LSU do have good defenses. So I think those games could be tricky. And because they did force three turnovers against Bama and Tennessee, you would expect a regression to hit at some point. So I think Missouri could be a nice underdog bet this week against Oklahoma. And I think LSU might be worth a look too, potentially against the Sooners.
Let me ask you this quickly, because we only have like 30 seconds left. Did your opinion change about Georgia at all over the weekend? Like, I had a pretty high opinion of Georgia going into the weekend. I don't think anything's changed for me.
No, I think it was more about Texas. Sark in these big games at Texas just is not, you know, and he hasn't figured out Georgia. He lost them twice last year and obviously again on Saturday. So, no, I'm with you. No real opinion change. Just more about, I expect Texas to play better, and they did not.
I felt like Texas would have had to play a perfect game to keep up with Georgia, and they did not, in fact, play a perfect game. All right, coming up next, more NFL reactions. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.